Pengacara hak asasi manusia berprofil tinggi, Geoffrey Robertson, mengatakan jumlah orang di dunia yang mengungsi sedang dalam tahap yang menakutkan. Namun ia mengatakan setiap orang memiliki hak untuk mendapatkan perlindungan.
And that has developed conventions that have been inspired by it, an international human rights law which promises to every human being certain basic rights, the right to life, to be free of torture and inhumane treatment by governments, to a basic education, healthcare, food, and shelter.
Ia mengatakan, respon internasional yang terkoordinasi sangatlah penting.
What is needed is an international framework for coping as fairly and effectively as possible with 22 million refugees. We don't have one in the 1951 Refugee Convention. So many people are currently saying, let's renegotiate.
Chief Executive dari Settlement Services International, Violet Rumila Otis, mengatakan Australia masih harus belajar dari negara-negara lain. Namun ia juga menambahkan negara-negara lain tersebut juga dapat belajar dari kebijakan-kebijakan yang telah diterapkan di negara ini.
I think Australia has been settling refugees and bringing immigrants to this country for the last 40 years. And done it very successfully. We have a very integrated and socially cohesive multicultural society. We have a lot to be proud of, and I think that we should wear that with great pride.
Asisten Menteri Urusan Multikultural Craig Lowndes mengatakan ia ingin melihat fokus yang lebih pada hasil kerja untuk pendatang baru.
It's been quite interesting to talk internally within the department about ways we can change the focus. We do the resettlement extremely well. We meet at the airport to year 5, but what we can always aim to improve are employment outcomes that are generated over that first 5 years of the experience. And that's very much where my focus will be.
Oscar Ekblad dari Badan Migrasi Swedia mengatakan, Australia menetapkan contoh yang baik pada bantuan yang dipimpin oleh masyarakat untuk pendatang baru.
Where Sweden could learn a lot is to institute a system of tapping into the resource of ordinary citizens who does not have to volunteer to do this, but maybe not profit, just make a reasonable living out of their, you know, idealistic goal to help people.
Rumiliotis mengatakan bahwa ia melihat keterlibatan masyarakat yang lebih besar pada pengungsi dalam beberapa tahun terakhir.
The very refreshing thing is that even though it's business as usual for settlement organizations like ours and others across the country, is that it's actually ignited an interest and a new passion in the broader civil society, and we're happy to tap into that. And of course, the community is better for it, not just the refugees who benefit, but the broader community.
Namun Direktur Alfred Deakin, Institut Kewarganegaraan dan Globalisasi, Fethi Mansuri mengatakan, Australia memiliki kecenderungan untuk menjadi terlalu selektif tentang siapa yang akan bermukim kembali.
We are setting up policies in place to actually bring people here, but we are cherry picking people. We tapping into the human capital of other countries, and we do that willingly, deliberately, and we even plan for it. The problem, of course, is when we are faced with the consequence of conflict, of persecution, of human rights abuses, then we say no, we are not willing to also engage in that one, and therefore you guys are not the lucky ones that we want to bring here, and that creates problems.
Ini masalah yang juga telah diangkat oleh koordinator pengungsi Amnesty International, Graham Tom. Ia mengatakan, pendekatan Australia sedikit aneh, terutama ketika sedang membahas kebijakan imigrasi dan perlindungan perbatasan negara.
So we take an approach where there are good refugees who we resettle and we treat them very well. We have settlement services here for refugees that we resettle that are second to none, really. It's just unfortunate that at the same time, if you come by boat, you're treated completely differently. Even people who come by plane aren't treated in the same way.